The coronavirus, of course, has kept many travelers from riding subways and buses, and those systems are starting to feel the financial weight of the drop in ridership. For more on the larger implications, let's bring in Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan. Hey, Seth.
Hey, Tanya.
So the American Public Transportation Association, which represents over 1,500 transit systems nationwide, says most will be forced to cut staff and service unless they get additional relief from the federal government. Could the financial situation get even worse without this relief?
It could, because these are what you call fixed cost systems, Tanya. And what that means is that these are systems that cost roughly the same amount to run, no matter how many people are using them. Running a rush hour train, even if it's empty, costs nearly as much as it does when it's packed, but you don't have all that fare revenue from riders. And so people can just disagree on the details of how bad it is and what they should get, but they're clearly right that this is a financial catastrophe for them.
What do the numbers tell us? Generally speaking, what are transit ridership numbers looking like right now?
Way off. This is one of the areas in the world, you know, nothing's normal right now, but there are some industries that are somewhat resilient, and then there are others that are just still very much in the middle of the crisis, and that's the case here. All of these systems, not only off their highs, but in most cases down by at least half in terms of ridership.
Yeah, you know, as we get deeper into this pandemic, studies have shown that public transportation does not spread the virus as much as originally thought. But many people, of course, don't feel safe hopping on a subway or train or a bus. What measures have these systems taken to help reduce the spread?
Pretty much the same ones that society has taken: masking, social distancing, which on a train or a bus sometimes means not allowing people to get on that train or bus. I've seen buses go by in a city, as you know, this bus is full, but it's not packed with people standing shoulder to shoulder. Yeah. Might have just a couple dozen people on it.
Yep. Why should someone care about public transportation? I mean, how does keeping these systems humming impact the overall economy?
Well, public transportation advocates say that the reason it matters even to people who don't use it is that it takes cars off the road. So in other words, if you see a bus full of people, even if you're not on that bus, even if you're driving a car, well, imagine all those people, maybe not as many now as usual, but you know, in normal times, a few dozen people all in separate single occupancy vehicles, that would make traffic worse for you. That's what advocates say.
Another rail system suffering in this pandemic is Amtrak. The company is projecting a 70% decline in ridership next year, down from pre-pandemic levels. What measures has Amtrak taken to deal with its financial woes?
Well, one is that it's asking for money, just like public transportation systems are doing, just like airlines are doing. And like all of them, it got a first tranche of aid, not a subsequent one. And then, of course, it's taking all the same measures, the masking, social distancing. The social distancing, of course, is very costly for these systems because, you know, when you can't sell as many seats, whether you're an airline that's blocking middle seat or whether you're Amtrak, it's that costs money. And then obviously demand is just down. Amtrak has also cut some of its long distance trains down to as much as just three times per week through a lot of cities in America.
Wow. Here and Now transportation analyst Seth Kaplan, as always, thank you.
Thank you, Tanya.
You're listening to Here and Now.